For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunesson. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is meeting with college students as part of his trip to Missouri, stemming from a white police officer's fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Holder made his first stop today at the Florissant campus of St. Louis Community College, a few miles from the suburb of Ferguson where Michael Brown was shot on August 9th. Student Keonda Welch says Holder talked to students about the unrest and their own interaction with police. Welch says Holder told the group that change is coming. Holder is also expected to meet with FBI agents and others involved in the independent federal investigation into Brown's death. The University of Missouri Board of Curators has extended President Tim Wolf's contract through June 30, 2018. The extension announced today was effective July 1st and replaces a contract that was to end on February 15th. Board Chairman Don Downing said in a news release that enrollment and donations have increased substantially since Wolf became system president in February 2012. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that spokesman John Fugere said Wolf's base salary has not changed from $459,000 during the 2013-14 school year. He receives $100,000 in incentive pay based equally on performance and longevity. A small group of protesters gathered outside a suburban St. Louis building where a grand jury is expected to convene to consider possible charges against the Ferguson police officer who fatally shot 18-year-old Michael Brown. The roughly two dozen protesters chanted, prayed, and held signs outside the St. Louis County Justice Center in Clayton, Missouri today. They called for County Prosecutor Bob McCullough to relinquish control of the case to a special prosecutor, among other things. About 20 police officers stood outside the building's front entrance, which was also blocked off by yellow police tape. It could be weeks before the grand jury decides whether Officer Darren Wilson should stand trial for Brown's August 9th death. Nominations for the Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement Awards open today. The program was created to recognize businesses that take initiative to reduce global warming pollution in the community. Columbia City officials, local businesses, and residents gathered at Lucky's Market to kick off the nomination period. Sustainability Manager of Columbia, Barbara Buffalo, says the city practices sustainability and would like to reward businesses for doing the same.
We know that when we encourage others to participate, like within our energy conservation programs, that we're asking them to sometimes do something that's above and beyond what is normal business. And so what we're doing here is we're recognizing those that have gone that extra step to really make a lesser impact on the environment.
The businesses are judged on environmental stewardship, innovative practices, pollution prevention, and resource conservation. Nominations will close in early January 2015. Winners will be chosen in February and notified in March. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunesson.